Let's go to our guests of the evening, our feature. And the featured band is Sunburnt Stone. Sunburnt Stone is based in Albuquerque, but brings a lot of experience from, as I said at the top of the show, west of Gallup, Native American rock and blues outfit. They were here to perform the Navajo Nights, which was sort of a 49-style rock blowout that took place as part of, or alongside, we should say, adjacent to, we should say, the Gathering of Nations last weekend, but came up to KUNM the Thursday before to perform for us in Studio A. So let me see if I have this right. To celebrate Sunburnt Stone's return to KUNM, they went in with Roman Garcia and Ben Montoya behind the controls. Brandon Kennedy will be hosting, and you'll hear his interview questions. Andrew Buzzy Wilson, vocals and guitar. Nikhil Sosi on percussion and drums. Pat Hepburn on bass. That made the trio, but they had a little bit of a ringer joining them. I'll turn it over right now to Brandon Kennedy and let him clue you in on what took place Thursday the 26th in our own Studio A with Sunburnt Stone Trio.
Today we've got Andrew, Nicole, and Pat, plus trumpet was just added, I love it, by Delbert Anderson of the Delbert Anderson Trio and Dadat. And hey, everybody, welcome. Bienvenidos.
Howdy.
How you guys doing? And so I think let's just start off with some music. What are you guys gonna play right now?
Play you a little bit of Heart and Soul.
All right. I love it. All right. Sunburnt Trio here in Studio A, live at KUNM.
Here you go, Albuquerque. A one, two, a one, two, three, go. Every tear that falls off your face has left my mind living in disgrace, and I know that you still care. And as the time slips through the glass, free from these memories of this past, oh, I know that you're right behind. 'Cause baby, I know that you're all mine. And every time I poured out my soul, raining inside, filled with all these holes, oh, I know that I've never been blind. And as this clock slips out its own rhythm, free from the man plotting in the system, I know that I can never rewind. 'Cause baby, we're together till the end of time. Come on, Daryl, let me hear you rip it. Thank you. times I said, sweet baby, I love you. No matter how many times we bled, we'll be together until the end. One more time, come on. Oh, baby, I love you. No matter how many times I say, sweet baby, I love you. No matter how many times we played, we'll be together until the end. Rock and roll, everybody.
Beautiful, Delbert.
Woo! All right. All right. All right. All right. Andrew Buzzy Wilson on vocals and guitar, Nicole Sosi on percussion, Pat Hepburn on acoustic bass and luggage kick drum, and Delbert Anderson. You got Delbert, you played with them before, right? Or is that just.
That was the first time, man.
He played with us like. Literally like 5 minutes ago, and then we just cranked that out. So.
That just was lovely. That was so great. And Delbert Anderson, of course, Delbert Anderson Trio and Dadat, they're going to be performing this Sunday at the Cooperage, as well as other places. And where are you guys playing over this lovely Gathering of Nations powwow?
Now, as you know, this conversation took place on the 26th. So the Navajo Nights show and Gathering of Nations are in the past. There's a lot more of this discussion. Let's get right back to it.
Just now, Delbert happened to be in the studio, so we grabbed him for that song. It was just
I was
on
hoping
the fly.
Something like that would happen.
That's magic. That's
that
music.
That really kind of works. I think when you guys, I know you're working on getting some stuff recorded, but you might want to do a version of that track that has on there, because the trumpet worked really
great.
Lovely on
really,
that.
Yeah.
That was beautiful. It really worked out nicely. You guys have your full band is we're missing a couple people. Cliff Frahua and Daryl Young. Are they MIA? What happened to those guys?
Yeah, the famous Hamas sculptor Cliff Frahua. He's I don't know. He's probably sculpting today, would you guess?
Yeah.
He'll be on the show tomorrow. He's going to back up JJ, too, with bongos. And,
nice.
He's usually a busy man. If you ever get to hang out with him, meet him, there's a long line of people that want to shake his hands all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And
that's
true.
Daryl's probably at home inside his bedroom in his pajamas.
No,
on the phone, working.
He's working.
That's how he works.
Yeah.
But
he's
comfortable.
He's cool, you know. I wish Daryl was here. He's been by my side for so many years.
Yeah, when you guys got started off, you were more into metal, right?
Pretty much.
You were thrashers?
We played some metal back in the days.
Yeah.
And longer
you had
hair
back then.
Yeah, I had lots of hair back then. That's definitely for sure. I used to spike it up and stuff. Daryl had long hair.
Yeah.
Down to his posterior regions.
Yeah. I always wonder, you see, there's a lot of like. Metalheads, punk rockers who make a transition to roots music, blues, Americana, country, folk. Like, is it a maturity? What's that process?
Getting old.
Getting
old. You just can't stand up and bang your head all the time.
I think you go back to the foundation of music as a whole. I think that's what you're really looking at. Because that's the beginning. This is where it all started. Before rock and roll, there was blues, there was country. And it kind of,
yeah,
you go back because you want to learn the basics.
The roots of it, yeah.
Being a metalhead running around with long hair is a lot different.
Yeah, for me, specifically, like I write my songs, they're centered around those things that I'm familiar with, whether it is country. Like I grew up listening to AM radio, and the only radio station was, KTNN, Navajo stuff. And I felt the blues growing up in poverty and, you know, having nothing around me. So
right, so it's a thematic connection. Right. Those AM radio stations, those were playing traditional Navajo music, country, or a mix?
Of both. Oh, everything on the res, it seems like it's turning into a hodgepodge of everything, basically.
Yeah.
Because, like, the way we share our roots, you know, you were saying that we played metal before, now we're playing, like, folk, blues, Americana style. We just brought in Delbert, which he's a, you know, jazz guy.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I love it.
Everything is coming together, I guess, in its own form or way.
Yeah. In the studio today with me is Sunburnt Stone. Today it consists of Andrew Buzzy Wilson, Nicole Soucy, and Pat Hepburn. And you guys want to give the listeners another taste of your sound?
Yeah, 1 second.
All right. You can catch them again, Nicole. Oh, actually, you're off that mic. Sorry, I'm like making you jump back on that one. We'll get back into where you guys are playing. And this is live in Studio A. And thanks so much to Ramon Garcia and Ben Montoya for engineering this program right now, this segment. Great engineer Ramon is.
Yeah, he's pretty good. I like his mix. It sounds nice.
Yeah.
Hopefully we make it sound nice as well.
You do.
I'm going to play a song about being stranded in Arizona, hitchhiking down some desert road by many farms on the Navajo Reservation, if you guys are familiar with it. But here's a blues song for you. One, two, one, two, three, go. I lie awake in the desert to die in Arizona. I don't want to change, but I know I'll really go. So got to clear my head and bring me out of this coma. There's no help out here, just someone called confusion. Take a little walk to stop the tick-a-tocker from the timer in my mind. Yeah, really need some water, just a little drop before my heart stops beating and my blood stops bleeding. Stranded by the road, my thoughts don't seem to unload. Stranded by the road, and I want to go home, and I say life. He looks so good, and I can't touch, and I feel fine. Isn't he really oh so much, now that I'm here? Standing all alone by this road. The white line ain't pace, all the road signs, my thumb is hanging, but nobody's paying attention to the fool that's destined to lose. His body's been aching and his mind's been plaguing. Is he really here, or is he over there? Can I see him safe? Can I see his deepest fear? Staring to his eyes, there are no lies, but it tells us the story of his own glory. And I see life. He looks so good, but I can't touch, and I feel fine. Isn't he really all so much, now that I'm here? Standing all alone by this road, yeah, Arizona. And I say like,
by myself, standing without a home, so alone, all alone. Where do I go by myself? In Heroes, oh no, Heroes, oh no.
Dang, I can feel that road. This is Sunburnt Stone in the KUNM Studio A. Andrew Buzzy Wilson on guitar and vocals. Nicole Sosi on percussion. Pat Hepburn on acoustic bass. And Suitcase kick drum. That's really cool. Yeah, you know, there's... I guess if you live on or near reservation lands, you have hitchhiking stories and breakdown stories. And some of those roads out there are pretty gnarly. My granddad, who spent a lot of time on reservation land, everybody in the family for his 90th birthday had a breakdown story with granddad, like getting stuck in rutted res roads. Is there ever any, like, as far as traditional dance, music, singing, and everything else genre-wise, is there any clash of that, or is it all just kind of meld? You know, could you have like a traditional dancer and then a metal band and then a reggae band and then more traditional? And does it all just kind of, everybody's like, oh yeah, you're doing what you're doing?
Well, that's sort of what we do in Rock the Canyon.
Yeah.
It's definitely that. People come to see it for the variety and the cool vibe. I mean, the show itself is like inside a canyon, and it has like these natural acoustics of the red sandstone that everything bounces off of, but
I guess I'm not familiar. Where's Shonto?
It's like basically in between Tuba City, Kayenta, and Page.
Okay.
Like right in the center of that triangle.
All right.
Area.
And where can people find out more information for that?
They have a Facebook page. I think there's a website. There's flyers all over town.
All right.
But yeah, going back to your question of where how you think about like traditional music and contemporary like native music would clash or not. I think when we were younger, there were a lot of taboos and things we were told you should or shouldn't do, you know, with certain dances and stuff like that. But I try to pay special attention to certain things and not push the boundaries too much. But then sometimes I feel it, you know, with everybody, I think it's definitely a touchy issue, and everybody has different views on it.
Yeah.
I try to keep my music really contemporary and just to avoid certain things like that.
Right.
But I sing about just issues of like everyday life and stuff like that, you know, that are just personal to me. So,
yeah. Well, I love hearing you guys in the studio with this great mix by Ramon Garcia. And you guys are going to do one more for us, right?
Yeah.
Correct. Thank you guys so much for coming in here and spending the time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
I really appreciate it. You guys sound great. And what are we gonna go out on?
I'm going to go ahead and play a song for my people. This one I wrote. I hardly ever get to perform it, but it's a little touchy song. It's about the long walk and Hith Wildy, which is JJ's band, Son of Hith Wildy, you know, which is a place they took the Navajos to Fort Sumner and basically put us through misery and wiped out a lot of our population. And this goes out for everybody who went through that and everybody who's still living now.
All right. Sunburnt Stone, live in KUNM.
My people walked into the rising sun where it said,
unfolded into the east, where the land had bled blood red. No walk to freedom, just a death march to an early grave. Bound by the torment of shame, defeat in America's name. This prison with no walls holds you close until you starve, dreaming of home, but the burning smell travels far. Hundreds of people dying from starvation and the cold. How can you live with a clear conscience when human lives are sold? Staring at the sky, your tears fall like all those government lies. Praying for a fast death, but you see your people struggling every breath. And this blanket that keeps you warm is all covered in disease. You might as well worn out rags and lay with the ticks and the fleas. And the America freedom, this long walk it goes on. And America, freedom, this long walk it ain't done. And America, freedom, this long walk it goes on. And America, freedom. Walking Beauty.
And that just about does it for us. You've been listening to a freeform edition of Ear to the Ground, recorded live off the air on April 26th, and the feature was Sunburnt Stone. You can find Sunburnt Stone on Facebook, also on their website, sunburntstone.com. And for this performance, we heard Andrew Buzzy Wilson, vocals, guitar, Nicole Sozzi on percussion, Pat Hepburn on bass. Mr. Darrell was not able to be there, but Dermot Anderson stepped in on trumpet on that first number. Many thanks to Brandon Kennedy, Ramon Garcia, Ben Montoya. We're going to leave you with something from Sunburnt Stone's website, one of their studio recordings, Sundowns on No Lie. Stay tuned for Route 66 coming up next.
Take and never leaves with every breath.